STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Hi, I'm Greg Kokel. A couple of years ago, I suggested an approach to dealing with challenges that I used in my national radio debate with American atheist Michael Shermer. And I explained at the time that sometimes it's better to move towards an objection rather than away from it, to embrace a charge rather than run from it. I gave the rationale there, but I want to suggest a second move that is kin to the first, and I think just as powerful, to advance your case when the opportunity presents itself. Why not embrace an idea the skeptic affirms when appropriate, and then use it to support your own case? For example, Big Bang cosmology is almost universally accepted among the secular population. I understand that some of the Christian community are uncomfortable with the idea, but even so, what if we simply granted their point for the sake of argument because there's an advantage in it for us? What's the advantage? Well, I've often quipped, a Big Bang needs a Big Banger. Some powerful personal intelligence outside of nature and beyond the space-time continuum had to pull the trigger. Now, the alternative, that the universe popped into existence out of nowhere caused by nothing, is ridiculously counterintuitive by contrast. That's how that maneuver works. Now, with this approach, what you're essentially saying is, if you're right on this point, well, that turns out to be evidence for our view, not yours. And in situations like this, it's going to be hard for your challenger to take exception with your facts because they're his facts too. He's already affirmed them. Now, Stand to Reason speaker Alan Schliemann actually uses a brilliant example of this approach when he speaks with Muslims. In many ways, this is a tough group to make headway with, unless you find something they already believe that can give you some leverage. That's the tactic. For Muslims, the key issue is authority. Whatever God says, that would be in the Quran for them, they believe. The Bible, unlike the divinely preserved writing of Muhammad, has been corrupted, or so they say. Therefore, the Quran is reliable and the Bible is not. But here's how Alan proceeds. Why not, for the sake of argument, agree with the Muslim? Acknowledge the Muslim's claim to the Quran's authority, and then look closely at what the Quran says about the Bible. Does the Muslim's supreme source of truth and authority lend any credibility to the Christian gospel, for example? It does, as it turns out, a lot. First, the Quran expresses a high view of Jesus. He was born of a virgin, he lived a sinless life, he performed miracles. But more to the point, the Quran teaches in more than a dozen passages that the Bible is the Word of God. It's the, quote, scripture which he sent to those before Muhammad, close quote, in Surah 4, 136. And if our scripture is given by God, then it is impossible for it to be corrupted. In a word, the Quran, a Muslim's indisputable source of authority, actually endorses our authority as the pure and uncorrupted Word of God. At the time Muhammad wrote this surah, by the way, the great ancient codices of the New Testament that we use as the foundation for our own modern translations, and I'm talking about Alexandrinus, Sinaiticus, and Vaticanus, had already been in circulation for hundreds of years. We have them right now. Now, Alan laid out this argument in more detail at a recent STR conference, and when I listened to him, once again, I was really impressed with his tactical expertise. I was also impressed with Alan's skill as a communicator, and I noted what a privilege it was to have him as a colleague at Stand to Reason. Well, I would love for you to have the CD of this talk that Alan calls How to Reach Your Muslim Neighbors, recorded live at that conference. And in appreciation for your gift this month to Stand to Reason, I'll send a copy of the presentation right out to you. Because of support of friends just like you, Stand to Reason now has three speakers to carry our message literally around the world. Armed with our diverse capabilities, our expertise, we can accomplish more with a broad spectrum of age groups in a variety of different venues, and all the while staying true to the mission of STR. God has faithfully assembled our accomplished SCR team over the years. He's also been faithful to bring the support we need to expand our ministry impact. And with multiple new resources each year, speaking engagements, leveraging the latest technology to exponentially increase the distribution of our content, we are making a huge difference. And your gift today will help STR continue to expand our reach, to increase our impact, helping Christians stand firm in Christ in a hostile world. Now, I hope you'll take advantage of my offer to have your own copy of Ellen's talk, How to Reach Your Muslim Neighbor. It's a masterful presentation giving a new tactic I'll know you'll want to have at the ready when you make your case with Muslims. So send your gift today, and I'll send Ellen's CD out as soon as I hear from you. Thanks so much for all your help. I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcast and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.